Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Where is she?
She just is coming in from the engineering room. Oh. She was getting it all set up because she's smart and she knows how to run shit. And
I guess she does.
She can even run the board. So when Bubba's out, she can host and get behind the board and do all of the stuff.
Has she always done radio?
Yeah. She started doing all, when she was getting her master's, I think is when she kind of discovered. It's a really cool story.
I think I knew that. She was studying.
In Detroit, she was getting her MBA.
In some sort of.
I don't know.
Strange thing.
We were just talking about how smart and amazing you are. And how you can like run the board and host and.
What was your degree? I forget. That's what it was. I knew it was something.
School for Revolutionary Psychology.
Okay.
And yeah. That didn't pan out well.
But that's when she asked me, have you always been in radio? And I said, she's got a cool story. She started, she kind of discovered radio in grad school.
You're fine right there. Oh. Yeah, I discovered it as just like an outlet because I was so bored with my life. I was so unhappy doing what I was doing. And it was the plan. And when the plan went awry, I went, fuck.
Right.
What am I going to do now?
What am I going to do now?
Yeah. So I just started.
What did you want to do? I don't want this to be part of the podcast, but I do want mom to hear this.
Well, I kind of like just having a casual intro and not being like, this is the Flappin' Gabs podcast, which it is. But sorry,
you're
what
the
was
boss,
the question?
Boo.
What was the question?
Okay. So first and foremost, we have the matriarch of the family,
I know.
The queen bee. The one who is the reason why we're all here today, even you.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Janie Cakes.
What a treat.
I just have to tell Anna one thing that I think she said today that was wrong when I listened to the Uncensored.
Please correct me.
I will. Because Bubba was talking about the chicken and noodles, and you said, and the instant mashed potatoes. They weren't instant.
I didn't say they were.
Oh. No, he does instant mashed potatoes like with leftovers.
I would never claim such a thing.
Okay, good girl.
Yeah, no,
she
knows
better.
I was just asking because Bubba said that they were, and he said that he liked those better. But
yeah, he was bragging about how he liked the boxed instant.
I have never made boxed.
Girl,
anything.
I know that.
No.
And Thanksgiving is coming up.
I know.
Both throw down?
Yeah, and I make sweet potatoes. Did you like sweet potatoes?
Yes, she does.
Candied sweet potatoes.
Yes.
Yams and sweet potatoes.
Yams.
And the
you
whole
have
thing.
To come over for like maybe, depending on how yours goes, maybe you can come over for dessert or if not, come over that weekend for leftovers.
And try our stuffing.
That. I can absolutely do that.
Nobody makes stuffing.
Oh,
like
she would
do.
Love our stuffing.
It's like,
got green apples, peanuts, all mixed up in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and you would
delicious.
Never know it. It's like this.
Is it a stressful occasion at the either the Clem or Zidane house? Like,
I mean, I do pretty much everything now. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
I kind of pass the baton, but I do help you with the dressing.
Oh, she does.
You
certainly.
Always host, right?
Yes.
She does.
Yep.
Okay.
I host, but she will come over like the night before because the stuffing is like
you got to prep.
It's like a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's like a process.
Right.
So she's always like my great wingman. And obviously all the recipes came from her anyway.
Uh-huh.
And I make the pies.
And then she makes.
What about the old fashioned cream pie? Was that your recipe that you handed down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was that something that you created on your own or did you get that from your mother?
Do you know that it's the state pie of Indiana?
Of course it is.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, of course it is.
Have you ever tasted it?
Yes. I made her. I made one and brought it in here. And she got some. So I make a couple of those. We usually throw a pumpkin in there, even though Bubba and my husband are both like, we don't like pumpkin pie anymore.
But we do.
But we'll make like a couple different desserts because my house is kind of like straggler fest, meaning if somebody doesn't have anywhere to go, they come to our house. And then usually after dinner, then we'll have like some friends stop by for dessert.
Awesome.
So it's like the fun, cool
place.
What time
are you starting the festivities?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Do you do like a early afternoon? Do you do like an early evening?
Early afternoon, probably like 2 or 3.
That's probably the way to go.
And then we chill out and then we'll do like round 2 for dessert, like around 6.
Okay.
Usually, you know, maybe play some games. The guys are usually watching football and doing their own thing.
Okay.
You know, if it's nice out, we'll go sit out by the pool. We usually have like a couple different, you know, cliques.
I love that.
And then the people that just stop by and,
just
you know, drink.
Door.
Mom and I will have like Bellinis or weed gummies
and get really
fucked up. Sometimes we just.
Like, Janie Cakes, do you indulge in the gummy game?
Oh, yeah.
She's got her license.
Nice.
But did you hear the story about Jeff and the weed brownies?
And Thanksgiving?
A couple of years ago.
No, I haven't heard
that. You have not heard this?
God.
No, whatever.
Oh, my God, Anna.
Did he mistake it for just regular gummies and he ate a whole pack?
Oh, yes.
Even worse.
My father.
Even worse.
Brownies.
So at the time, I was not doing what I'm doing now. And one of my friends had this magical butter machine.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, listen, you're really good bake. You know, I love to bake because of mom, because of her. And I make homemade brownies. And they said, hey, if we give you this special butter, will you make us these brownies? Because we want them to taste good. Sure. And so they're like, okay, this is weed butter. I'm like, whatever. I didn't want them, but I made them for my friends at work. So happened to be, I made them the night before Thanksgiving and I was going to give them to they were supposed to come by my house the day after Thanksgiving. So I make them. At the time they were living on the other coast of Florida. So they would come for like 3 or 4 days at Thanksgiving. So I get all my desserts made before they get there. Well, I take the brownies and I wrap them up. And I have them like in a container and I wrap them up in aluminum foil and put like a skull and crossbones on them.
Okay.
But I essentially hide them. And then
on top
I bought
the refrigerator.
And then I bought a bunch of like fresh pastries from a bakery for them to have in the morning.
Donuts.
Like muffins, nice stuff.
I got you.
So they get there after I've, you know, got most of my baking done. And every Thanksgiving, without fail, Jeff gets up like at 5 a.m, my stepdad. So every morning, I get up to put the turkey in like at 5 before everyone's still sleeping. He's up watching the news, drinking his coffee. Uh-huh. And he and I usually shoot the shit and I go back to bed for a couple hours or I hang out with him. So my parents come. We all go to bed, set my alarm. I set my alarm for like 6.
And I never get up.
And she sleeps until noon, like a teenager.
Yeah.
Still to this day,
time you
know that.
What time do you go to bed? Pretty late?
Yeah.
Like 2 a.m.
2:30.
Okay, yeah, you're a teen.
But we got to get
playing
her.
Playing Fortnite.
Yeah, we're trying to. Exactly.
Playing Fortnite all night.
We're trying to change that schedule.
Okay.
So I go to bed. Mom goes, you know, we all go to bed. I wake up and I go out into the kitchen to put the turkey in. It's already prepped. It just has to be put in. I turn the lights on and Jeff's sitting in the dark.
Like, ew.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you? Hey, Dad.
And he's conscious.
Yeah. And he's just like staring and he's got a cup of coffee. And I'm like, hey, Pops, what's up? And he's like this, shrugs. And I'm like, man, what a dick. I'm like, happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, are we going to turn on the Macy's Day Parade? Why don't you turn the TV on? And he's like, I don't know. So not like him. I'm like, whatever. So
whatever.
I'm getting the turkey ready and I go, hey, and I noticed none of the, like the Danish, the donuts, the muffins, nothing had been touched. And he had a plate and I said, hey, please come and eat some of this stuff. I got tons of stuff for you guys for breakfast. Are you hungry? He goes, oh, I already ate. And now he's slurring. And I said, you already ate? What did you eat? He goes, I don't know. I found some brownies up there. And I go, what? And I look and half of the fucking brownies are gone, Anna. Half of the. And I go, I literally do this like the Home Alone kid. I go, how did you find them? I had them hidden. He's like, well, I was just looking around and Why? Was there something in those things? He had four big squares.
That'll fuck you up.
And I go, Dad, those had weed in them. And he goes, like this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, then it really started to hit him. And he's like literally almost like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm freaking the F out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she's going to get pissed at me.
Right.
For all of this. I'm going to get blamed. So I call Bubba. Bubba's a morning person, you know, whatever. He answers. He's like, what's up? I go, oh, my God, dude. I am in so much trouble. He goes, what do you mean? Did they make it in town okay?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, they got here last night, but I made weed brownies for some of my friends, and Jeff found them this morning and ate them all, and he is so stoned, and I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. Mom's still asleep. She's going to kill me. He starts laughing so hard he's crying. He goes, this is going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. And I go, what do you do? I go, I don't know what to do in this situation. He goes, like, dude, chill out. Let him never, you know, whatever. I can't wait to get
just
there.
Just ride it out like a wave.
Yeah. He goes, I can't wait to get there. This is going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. I'm freaking out. So I'm watching Cheech and Chong, you know, like he's like, whoa. So he goes back to bed. Again, she usually doesn't wake up till later. By now, it's like 9-ish, 10-ish. And he's laying in bed, and she wakes up, and I'm walking in with him. And she's like, what's going on? And I go, Mom, please don't kill me. But Jeff, I tell her the story. I made these for these guys that I work with.
Right.
And he found them, and he ate them. And I'm thinking she's going to be like, why would you do? She goes, who the fuck eats brownies for breakfast? What a dumbass. And I'm like, yes, Janie Cakes. And so she's like yelling at him. And he goes, I don't know. I mean, Anna,
it was gone all day.
All Anna, day. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I had one brownie one time and I was out for 30 hours. Like, it'll mess you up.
Imagine four. And I had no idea, like, the potency. I don't know about that.
Sure.
And so that's like the big joke at Thanksgiving is, oh, is Jeff going to eat brownies? Yeah. So I'd love telling that story. So Tyler was little. This was probably, what, 6 years ago?
Probably,
7 years ago?
Okay.
Tyler was like 11, maybe 12. He comes in, and Jeff's literally like Weekend at Bernie's. He's like this.
Drooling.
And he's up, and I'm carving the turkey. Normally, he does all of that. And Tyler walks in. He's like, hi, Nana. And he goes, hi, Papa. And Jeff's literally drooling. And he goes, guys, what's wrong with Papa? Mom goes, oh, he's just really tired. He doesn't feel well. And Bubba's just crying laughing.
Yeah, of course.
So that's our big Thanksgiving caper. You'll have to ask Bubba about it.
I will ask him about it tomorrow.
Hilarious.
I can't believe that happened. Mm-hmm. I feel like that also happened to my dad. It's like a boomer thing or something.
Really?
They always like are rummaging through the pantry. They find something. It looks like chocolate. My dad had a chocolate bar. Jeff had brownies.
So a weed chocolate bar?
Yeah, they're about the same age. How old is Jeff? About like 65, 66?
Yeah, 64, 5.
That's my dad's
age. How old
age
is he, Mom?
64.
Yeah, my dad's 66. They're just rummaging through a pantry that's not theirs.
Right.
They find something. They just decide they're going to eat it. And my dad wanted to call 911. He's like, remember that 911 call?
Yes,
that's hilarious.
Yes.
It's like, I think I'm dead.
Yes.
I'm dead.
Because
my dad wanted to call the hospital and
was he here?
No, he was in California with a woman he was dating at the time.
Okay, so it was her house.
It was her house. Thankfully, she was a nurse and she's like, listen, you're going to be fine. Everything's okay.
No way.
Yeah, to talk him down, but he said it was one of the worst experiences of his life.
So he got extremely paranoid.
Yeah, and sick and everything. And it was funny because my reaction.
Yeah, awesome. Jeff started throwing up.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing you can do.
You're right.
My reaction was much like Bubba's. My dad was telling me, and my dad was like, it's not funny.
And you're crying laughing, right?
Yeah. Because it was just a horrible experience for him, obviously, and for Jeff. Yeah. But it's so funny because no one's ever died of a weed overdose.
Right.
You know, it's just wildly uncomfortable.
Oh, it was so funny just to be an observer because Jeff's so laid back. He's Mr. Technical engineer, always go with the flow, and he's over there like
just trolling on himself.
Oh my God, that was the best Thanksgiving ever. Bubba claims that's the best Thanksgiving ever.
It will live in infamy. Janie Cakes, I do want to talk about this because I think we have something in common that most people don't.
What?
We like the pimple popping stuff.
Oh my God.
It's really hard to articulate what's so amazing about it. I know you're disgusted by it, Tara.
It's so gross. You guys are so much alike with weird shit that you both like a lot.
What do you like about it?
Like, I like Puss R Us.
Puss R What? But like, can you articulate what you like about watching that stuff? Because I just, to me, it's just like the release. Like something gross is inside of you. And if I can see it come out, I'm like,
oh. Oh, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. And the more that comes out, the better.
What's your, do you like the hard pops or the soft pops? There's different categories. This is like porn.
Wait, like hard pops. What's the difference?
Like the type of pus and stuff. Like,
yeah,
is it like liquidy? Like, is it jet skiing out of your back?
Right.
Or
is it like a
blackhead?
Yeah.
Pebble or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen some good ones, man.
What is your preference on it?
Dude, I mean, I almost can't. It's apples and oranges for me, and I like them both. But I think the thing that I find the most satisfying, I know this is even weirder, but like, have you ever seen a removal of like a horse abscess?
Oh yes.
Oh, she watches one. That shit.
They'll like stab the horse with a knife and gallons.
I cannot believe you guys.
You are so good.
I remember one time my mom, I call her and she's like, I'm so tired. I go, why? She goes, oh, I stayed up late watching this cow, the cyst removed from a cow and all this pus, and I think I hung up on her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember when we were in England.
They lived in England for a while.
Oh, you did?
My stepdad's job.
And I saw on TV, it was this hippopotamus that had this abscess as big as its ass.
Uh-huh.
And they stood way back. They punctured it and it
erupted.
Made a boom sound. Uh-huh. And it squirted for miles and just tons and tons.
Oh my God.
I'm going to look this up right after we finish here.
Oh my God. It was so awesome.
and the cows
and the horses, and it just pours on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Puddles.
Yeah. Just the amount of relief that animal must feel.
You don't get grossed out at all?
I get a massive sense of relief.
Oh, I do too.
I like the dilated pores of Weiner. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yep. See?
Which are really blackheads.
Oh, are they? They're just, enlarged blackheads? Or like, what about like a lipoma? You like the lipomas?
Oh, she loves that.
It looks like a chicken breast.
Yeah, they look like a chicken breast or a fat brain or something.
Yeah.
But I don't like those. They're neat when they all come out at once.
Uh-huh.
But I like the pus better.
Yeah, pus just tickles your brain in a certain way. Yeah.
What about surgeries? Can you watch that kind of stuff?
No, not really.
I can. I do. I can watch any surgery except on the eye. On the eye. Mm-hmm. I can't watch that.
No.
The rest of them I can.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I kind of turn away at the beginning of those videos when they're doing the incision. But once they're to where they need to be and they start applying pressure, that's when I tune back
in.
Oh,
we're so much alike. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, see, I worked for a doctor for 7 years and I sort of assisted. And we delivered twins in the office. And that was
unexpectedly.
Like,
she couldn't make it to the hospital, right? The patient.
So she comes in.
Yeah. I remember my mom came home. I was little. Uh-huh. She's like, I just delivered twins.
Holy shit. Oh, and they were fine and everything was good. And
no. One was.
One died.
I did not realize that. Yuck.
Do you want some water?
Yeah. I have some water.
Okay.
Not then, but a couple of days later.
Okay, so can we transition out of this tragedy story and talk about what everyone on this podcast wants to hear, Mom, and you know it, because Bubba calls you on the air and starts going right for...
About sex.
Well, I don't want to... clearly, I don't want to know about that, but I want you to give Anna and I some... Especially Anna... Because she's so freaking gorgeous and she's and she's so smart and she's like the total package. If I was a lesbian, I'd probably be married to her.
No kidding.
Yes. I mean, like, I want to hear you, because you gave me some good advice when I was single. So I want you to tell us some salacious stories, and I want you to give Anna some, you know, Janie Cakes Love 101 How to Find a Man advice.
Oh, man. I learned it the hard way.
Okay.
But you don't want to go for like the big muscle head,
okay,
cool guy.
No, you know, none of that.
No.
What if I kind of like that?
Yeah, you do for a while, but you really want to marry a nerd.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so, what
I used to tell Tara, this was before the internet and all this. It's like, go find a guy at the library.
Right.
Because they just, and you know, you can mold them however you want.
You want a hot nerd.
Like, I need something
I have to look at if I'm going to, you know, bang it or something.
I mean, not an ugly nerd.
Right, hot nerd. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And you just mold them?
Well, you teach them what you want to teach them.
Okay. Is that what you did with Jeff?
Teach them how to behave. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's a nerd? Is he an engineer? Or what?
Yes.
Yeah. Big time nerd.
And you just kind of, how did you mold him? Like, what was he doing before that you needed to change?
Well, he wore nerd glasses. Of course, they're in now, but they weren't then.
No.
Made him get contacts, and he wore nerd clothes, and so
you started buying him clothes.
Well, he bought them. I didn't buy them.
But you started picking them out.
Right. Okay. And
but did you like him at first?
No.
Did you think he was hot?
No.
So,
but then I sort of did.
What did he start doing that caught your attention? Would he just not leave you alone, or
no? He actually was tutoring Bubba in algebra.
Okay.
And
I did know that.
And you know, he's 11 years younger than Mom.
I do know that.
So how old was he when he first started coming around?
Didn't you say he was like 22?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Really?
23. Wait, no.
Tarek was 22 when I met him.
That's right. Oh, that was you. You were the real cradle robber. No, Jeff was probably...
like 24.
Yeah.
Big difference, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So the first time, tell us about like the first time you met him, and did he have any game, and what did you think, and when did the light switch go off when you're like, I want to get some of this?
Well, he was just really, really sweet.
Okay.
Caring.
Considerate, thoughtful.
For instance, I was a single mom then.
Right.
And he would come over and tutor Bubba, and I would fix dinner. And so, you know, I would always offer him to eat. And he was very observant that, you know, towards the end of the week, things were kind of slim pickings. Like, we'd have scrambled eggs and things like that for dinner.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And so he would go...
I remember this.
Saturday, he would go to the grocery and buy tons of groceries.
Show up with like 30 bags of groceries.
And food. And because he saw that, you know, I was fixing eggs because that was.
Just show up unannounced with all the, and it was like Christmas.
Uh-huh. Every
and
week?
She cooked. So she worked.
Uh-huh.
She was always a career person. And the house was spotless and cooked every meal. And like after she got home from work, she started cooking. And so, you know, everything, we rarely went out to dinner. So he would show up on Saturday and he'd have cereal and every kind of cracker and chicken and beef and everything, especially as a kid,
chips,
like the little snack packs.
Every week he would do this?
Yeah.
And I remember
he was trying to get to mama.
He was trying to get some of that.
Yeah, but I was like,
care about the
oh,
kids.
How sweet. Yeah. No, he
did you know that
loved...
he wanted to bang you at that time?
No, it didn't even cross my mind.
You just thought he was being a nice guy?
Yeah.
Were you attracted to him?
A little bit. I loved his smile.
Uh-huh.
And his...
Well, he's handsome. First of all, he's tall.
Is.
He's a handsome dude.
Who made the first move?
Let's get into this story a little bit, Mom. Who made the first move? And don't lie and tell it
like
it is.
Did you Mrs. Robinson him?
She straight up.
Did you?
Oh, no.
Mom,
well,
didn't you like
been afraid to make the first move?
Didn't you totally make the first move? You got drunk and like started making out with him.
Hell yeah.
And showed your hooters or something.
No. I
told him to tie.
I went to the birthday party that was supposed to be for DC.
The sperm donor.
Yeah.
Doug Clem.
Yes, and it was his birthday party and he didn't show up.
He didn't show up to his own birthday party?
No, he's probably out with some.
Were you guys divorced?
No.
You were still married?
Yeah.
And so you made the move on Jeff when you were still married?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Well, I was drinking gin and tonic.
No,
and
I think you guys were. I
again.
Think it was.
Were they separated and just not? Yeah. It wasn't finalized
yet.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. We were separated.
100%.
He had gone to Hershey, and Mike planned that birthday party.
Okay, so this party had been planned, but you guys were definitely separated.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he was
and
like,
so you go to attend a birthday party for your ex,
yeah,
or whatever,
soon to be
a estranged husband,
right?
Right.
And he doesn't show up because he's in Hershey getting fucking some whore.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
And always.
So, but he was supposed to come, so he didn't come. So I.
Well, he did, but just not to the party.
Right. Right. Right.
Get it, girl.
So.
Well, I just danned myself out.
Yeah, you did.
So go ahead.
So. I was drinking gin and tonic, and I will never drink it again. And so we ran out of gin, and Jeff lived across the street. And so he was at the party.
From the party house.
Yeah.
And
not
Jeff's
our
at the party?
House.
Yeah, Jeff's at the party.
Because you guys are
all friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
he wasn't really friends with DC, but there was like a group of them, and that's how Mom met Jeff. Some of their mutual friends worked with Jeff.
Okay, so
and he was
Jeff
like the
and
new
DC
guy.
Knew each other?
Yes.
But not well or
no,
anything.
Like they didn't really hang out in the same circle.
Right,
but,
right.
But Jeff lived across the street from his people that were having the party. And Jeff was the tutor, you know, because, hey, Jane needs a tutor for her son.
Uh-huh.
And so they knew of each other. And Jeff just happened to be at the party.
And so I'm like, oh, my God, we're out of gin. He's like, I've got some gin at my house. Let's go over there and get it. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
So we go over to his house and we get the gin and we're like passing each other there in the kitchen. And
you're both drunk at this point?
I think.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so we just sort of.
Started making out.
Into each other and just sort of. Kissed each other.
Did you grab him, like his face, and like start making out?
No, I'm not that aggressive.
Bullshit.
She's going.
Look at her over here. Why are you acting all coy when you were just talking a week ago about stuff your son had you saying in front of Tyler? Like, why are you acting all shy now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just trying to be just trying to be cool.
Yeah. Bubba had a list of questions he wanted me to ask you today, but out of respect.
For real?
Well, not a list, but there was a couple.
One of them is the butt plug.
The butt plug, yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I never
had Wait. What's this question?
Bubba wanted me to ask your mother, Janie Cakes, if she has ever used a butt plug before.
He really asked you to ask her that?
Yeah. He's like, can you ask Janie Cakes if she's ever used a butt plug before? And I said, yeah, of course I'll ask her.
Of course.
But I'm not. But I'm not asking you. I'm just telling you what he wanted me to ask
that.
You.
I heard
you
that.
You did. See, because she listens. Yeah.
But no, I haven't and I won't.
Right.
That is just, no.
It's just not your thing.
Just not my thing.
It just doesn't seem comfortable. I honestly don't even really like wearing thongs. I don't really like anything like
I know,
in my
ass.
Butt. Like
I don't get that.
You have a wedgie. Like I'd rather just go commando.
Right.
I'm certainly not going to stick a plug in my butt.
God,
and if
no.
I was going to do that, I wouldn't be like walking around.
I don't understand
one
that.
Of the fans said she in chat that she was going to come to BARP with a plug in her ass. And I'm like, well, what if you have like some pizza and you have to, you know, have a little fart or something like that? You're going to fart it out?
Yeah.
I just, that can't be comfortable sitting down and, you know.
I can't wrap my brain around that being a pleasure zone. I don't.
Right.
Yeah. I just
spent
don't.
50 years trying to keep my underwear out of my ass.
Yeah.
Why would I want to put a thong on?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Let alone a butt plug.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Can you, I just. You know, mm-hmm. I know people are strange, but that's just
a little too much.
Yeah.
A little too much.
That just doesn't equate to pleasure.
No,
that area
no.
to me doesn't equate to pleasure.
No, not at all.
I'm not judging, but I don't get it.
I'm judging. Exit only.
Yes. I do have another question for you, Janie Cakes, because I feel like this is like an issue for your whole family. How do you feel about Bubba constantly wanting to get content and turning everything into content?
Sometimes we get pissed.
Yeah. Because you just want to live in the moment. You don't want to have to be performing. You don't want to be, you know, on the clown at the circus.
Sometimes we just want to look like shit, and we don't want to go on there and say, oh, God, Janie Cakes looks like shit.
Right. Because, you know, thousands of people are going to be viewing that.
Well, you're going to get, and the thing is people are going to criticize you regardless of if you're on, if you look, you have a glam squad, or if you just roll out of bed.
Right.
You know, so you're always going to get the criticism. But sometimes, for me, I'm always like, we're not the Kardashians,
right.
Okay? Like, and if you want to, can we just discuss about, you know, discuss it ahead? Like,
yeah,
half the time, this is what pisses me off. Thanksgiving,
we're cooking.
I'm cooking,
yeah.
I'm in, you know, I'm like busting my ass. It's hot, and he opens up the door, comes right in my house, filming.
Yeah.
You know, like, give me a heads up and let's plan for
it. So I can wear a bra.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I feel you.
And I look like a sea hag or like Christmas. And first of all, everyone just wants to see him, right? Uh-huh. So he hates
it. I think they want to see the family, but
I think bits and pieces, but he hates it. If I grab, like, a couple Christmases ago, I'm like, why don't I film you unwrapping your gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, he got pit. No. I'm like, but this is called the, you know, the Bubba Radio Network. It's not called the Tara or the Janie Cake. So let me film. And he hated that.
He didn't like it.
No. So it's just, I don't know. My mom is a better sport about it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I still would like to do, if we're going to do a film thing, a family thing, then let's plan it. Say, okay, we're going to do a family film thing.
Right, but a spontaneous.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But Christmas and, you know, Thanksgiving, it's like, can we just
live in the
that?
Present moment?
Yeah. Right.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And enjoy like unwrapping gifts together. And, and like sometimes content, like you don't have to get on the air and talk about, you know, you're living with me. If you hear my husband, okay, sorry, Janie Cakes. If you hear my husband and I having sex, or if you, you know, if we get in a disagreement over something, you know, like the whole Lummy thing, like that, not everything has to be content.
Right.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
I understand. And it really makes like me uncomfortable sometimes, especially when I'm with other people.
Yes.
Or if I start filming myself, and I hate taking pictures of myself.
Me too.
I hate taking videos of myself. I always get kind of awkward when I'm starting to do the vlog thing. It's just a very unnatural thing to be like, I'm having a good time with people, and then all of a sudden I like have
you
to.
You got to start capturing the moment. That's the great way of saying it. It's so unnatural.
That's right.
Because you're not a Kardashian.
No.
You're not trying to do a reality show.
Mm-mm.
So then you have to let everyone know, hey guys, I need to do this, and then it kind of ruins the spontaneity of the moment. But it you nailed it. It's so unnatural.
Right, it is. And usually if I'm doing an event or I am hanging out with friends and I need to get content because I got to put something on Instagram, I try to just knock it out as soon as possible. Hey, let's take a picture. It's beginning of the day. Yeah. We're not fucked up yet.
Right.
Like,
so then you can like let your, you guys, okay, now we can enjoy
now
our
we can
whatever
enjoy,
it is.
I don't really like taking out the camera. I'm doing radio for a reason. I'm not doing TV.
Right.
I'm not a vlogger.
Exactly.
I'm not a YouTube star.
Right.
I do the radio, and that's why I like it.
Right.
And I almost like looking like shit for the radio, because I feel like the only thing that I can pull, I'm not like the hot chick. I'm not the porn star. That's not my role. That's not my role. But my role, and what people have said to me that is probably the biggest compliment I get, which isn't really a compliment. It's almost just like, just a statement, but they say that I'm relatable.
That is a compliment, though. And we talked about that.
Because I like people who I can feel like I can relate to, so I imagine people feel the same way about me.
But here's what you don't get, and of course you're going to think I'm blowing smoke up your ass because I love you, is you're naturally beautiful. Like, you're naturally pretty externally.
Thank
you. Then you bring the internal beauty and intelligence and wit. And who could hang out with these buffoons and take the criticism that you do and put up with my brother and bond and be able to dance with my brother and get it? No woman, and this is the ultimate compliment, no woman has been able to do that successfully on this show.
I have cried many times on the way home, but I'll never tell anyone to stop.
Exactly. Of course.
I feel like this is, I'm blowing smoke up my own ass right now, but I will say this. I'm the best sport on this show.
My mom was, my mom was just saying that.
Yeah.
On our drive here, we were having an Anna love fest and talking about how, we hope you come to our Thanksgiving. We think you have plans. And even Bubba's like, make sure we invite Anna.
That's
and
so
mom's
sweet.
Like, you know what? She is not only beautiful and smart, she gets it, and she can just roll with all the bullshit comments and like just let it roll off of her back.
I mean, I'm glad that it comes across that way. There is sometimes I think I've hit rock bottom. I'm like, no one can say anything that'll hurt my feelings. And I'll see some, you know, fucking jobber in chat say something, and it really hurts.
Yeah,
that's usually
too.
I get chat cancer pretty bad, and I've cried a few times on the way home. Not really from chat, but you know, things that have happened on air and something.
Remember,
like
I
that.
Was on the air for a year and a half, so I get it.
Yeah, you
and
get it.
People
it's rough.
Were, I mean, Anna, mom didn't live here, but I would call her, and I feel like, okay, wait a minute. I'm educated. I've had a successful career. I took a break from corporate America and did radio for a little bit, and I'm letting these strangers I don't know that I've probably not very successful in life make me like get in my head, and they would say I look like a man, I look like Bubba with a wig. They were so cruel, like to the point where things that I couldn't even like, trust me, I look in the mirror and I'm not like, wow, okay, like I already feel like shit about myself. But I mean,
but
I mean, listen, I'm confident. But I'm saying, you know, as women, we look in the mirror and
we know what's up. You know, like I know I'm
right. And I'm not trying to be, you know, Janessa. I'm not trying to be anyone other than
yourself.
A good person.
Right.
And have fun.
And that's just who they are.
But remember this, and I heard someone say this, I don't know if it was like on Instagram or something, but anybody that is like hotter than you, more successful than you, richer than you, none of them are making comments about you.
100%.
Those people are too busy getting better at what they do. They're too preoccupied with being successful people.
I have that quote in my office.
Wouldn't you love to see what some of these assholes that
look like?
You never get criticized by somebody who's doing better than you.
Right.
That's the quote I have in my office.
That's exactly my point.
Because I'm really big into
that.
And so I had to, but when you're in the moment, and I'm talking about when I was on the show, you get in, you know, somewhat, it's unavoidable at times. You do succumb sometimes to the criticism.
100%.
It does get in your head. You do get chat cancer at times. And then you have to reel yourself in and say, who would take the time out of their day to make a comment like that?
Who would
that?
Wake up at 6 a.m. to tell me that I'm haggard and gross and ugly?
And tell me I'm, you know,
I
fat,
suck,
ugly,
right.
Cat. Okay, yeah, okay, cool, dude, whatever. Like,
what kind of person does it take to make those comments? I mean, really,
someone that doesn't have a lot going on with their own life.
They
somebody who's not doing better than you,
100%.
They don't know you.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Yeah,
So you not only get the humor, which you know, Bubba has his own language. Bubba has his own view. You know, he's very misunderstood, but I think you understand that he's like this little sweet kid, but he just gets crazy and, you know, plays the persona on the air.
Right.
And you're able to make that distinction between both. And a lot of people get in their own way, get in their own head, and they can't separate.
Right.
And you have a very unique gift of being able to do that. And I think that would be hard in radio as it is.
Right.
Because you're always going to have your on air versus in real life.
Sure.
But then add the Bubba factor.
Yeah.
There's never been, including myself. I mean, he fired me. Okay.
I thought
remember?
Tom Bean fired
me. Oh, yeah.
You.
I'm sorry. He just stopped talking to me for a week and then had Tom Bean fire me. So even myself, and I know him, I think, probably better than anybody, including right. my mom. But for you to be able to do that and do it successfully and entertain, like, I really, truly enjoy you on the show.
Oh, I do too.
I really. Let me tell you about this place. Nothing that you don't already know, but Bubba and the environment that he's created, this compound, it's addictive.
It is.
Like, I posted something on Instagram today. It was during the after show, and sometimes you just get in a roll and whatever, and you are just laughing so hard you're crying.
Oh, I know.
You know, I'm screaming like, fuck you, suck my balls. Like, we're just having this fun moment.
Oh, I heard it. I was dying laughing.
I was laughing so fucking hard,
and I watched it
afterwards, and I'm laughing because I'm remembering what it was like in the moment, and it was just such a... That's the shit that keeps me coming back for
yes.
more. That's the stuff where it's like, you know, I might get berated on air. I might get made fun of. I might get chat cancer. But at the end of the day, when that's the sort of stuff that happens on a, maybe not daily, but almost daily or at least weekly basis, like you're addicted.
Yes.
Right. And your brother is addictive. Like, I tell Bubba all the time, you are the funnest person I know.
He is.
There's just something about you, and it's not even just on air.
Oh, I know. In
you
life,
go with him. Yeah, you go with him to get pizza or bowling or whatever the stuff we do on air. And he's just addictive. People are just drawn to him.
Yes.
He's just a performer.
He is
on and
naturally,
off the mic.
Organically.
Yeah. He can be quite charming.
Yes, of course.
He can be very charming.
He has his charming moments.
And you know one thing that, and I know it's part of the shtick, right? But he is so smart. I mean, first of all, to build this empire, right?
Sure.
And then to be able to always, every minute of every second of every day, he's looking at everything and trying to make it funny.
Get the angle.
Right? Get the angle.
Yeah.
Whether, even if it's a sad thing, and that's how he heals. That's
sure.
his coping. But in order to always make something funny, like you said, it's addictive because nothing feels better than laughing. Right?
100%.
That's the most addictive drug in the world.
Looking for my next laugh.
Me too.
I will
do everything for a laugh. And he has this gift that I've never seen before to always, even when he's not on, just to come up with whatever it is. We could be talking about this, you know, sanitary antibacterial wipe.
Yeah.
And he'll just make, you know, his perspective, I guess, is the word I'm looking for, is like no other.
Yeah. And Bubba makes jokes all the time about him being dumb, but a lot of it is for
And
show.
I hate it when he calls Indiana white trash.
You're like, hey, what the fuck?
You know, I'm the finest strain. First of all, not so. Dad was an engineer. My mom was very successful. Bubba is very, very intelligent. You know, I'm educated. I hate it like that for some reason. I get the Larry the Cable Guy shtick.
Yeah.
But damn, he's so smart.
He is really smart. And anybody who is really funny is really smart. Especially when it comes to, you know, he's not just playing a character. He has to coordinate timing. He has to, like you said, find the funny angle, take something sad and make people laugh
from
it. And
be five steps ahead.
You know, I mean, we're talking about tragedies in Houston and whatever and that whole situation. And we listen to a news story and the newscaster's hot. And now we're talking about her jugs.
Right,
now we're talking about her jugs. Yeah. She's talking about eight people that were killed,
right?
And we're talking about her jugs,
right?
And even though some people will go, you shouldn't laugh at that. Laughing is not going to bring those people back.
That's right.
You know,
and you're not making fun of them.
No.
Or making light of the tragedy.
No, we're not.
You're like, okay, that's horrible. But hey, man, let's like shiny object. Okay,
yep.
Next. All
right,
let's move on and make it funny.
Right.
Now.
We're on now the anchor's Instagram, looking at her picture, seeing if she's married and if she's got, you know, a breast augmentation.
Right.
You know, which is so great because like at the end of the day, we're all going to be in the ground, and I'm just trying to enjoy myself, and that's why
while you're here.
And I have to tell you, like, when I met the Bubba Army, and sometimes at the beginning, I didn't really understand this, like, rabid loyalty fan base.
Right.
Like, why have you spent thousands of dollars supporting Bubba and his, you know, operation? And time after time, people tell me this show got me through some really hard times.
Right.
I was going through something hard, and I could guarantee that 4 hours out of the day, I was going to be laughing my ass off.
I hear that all the time,
like,
especially
wow.
his fans coming up.
Yep.
And that is why he does what he does.
Yeah.
And I think that's the gift that keeps on giving is he has you know, when somebody comes up and said, you know, I've thought about taking my life and I've been at the lowest point, and then, you know, just knowing that he's going to make me laugh and being, you know, a part of the show got me through. I mean, he's talked a couple people live on the air out of killing themselves.
Off the actual ledge.
Yes.
And, you know, that for me is everything. That's the, to me, like the pinnacle of really giving, you know, comedians, they have a great place in this world. To me, that gift of making somebody laugh and giving them purpose.
And saving a life.
Like he has that gift. And I don't even think sometimes that he will take time out to appreciate that gift and give himself credit for it. But every the Bubba Army royalty party and every like meet and greet when he would do the Bubba Paloozas, everyone comes up to, and my mom can attest to it, and says, just like you said, probably four or five people will say, man, you know, I lost my kid, or I was going through a divorce, or I, you know, was battling cancer and he got me through it. And like, what a wonderful thing to give to this world, right?
Yeah.
I have to say that kid can talk me into doing anything.
Well, clearly,
and
we know.
She can too. I mean, they, oh.
Girl, I got video of her twerking in her pajamas.
Yeah.
Well, we need a lot more videos because Bubba's going to be a TikTok superstar.
And you're going to start doing it with you.
Because he had lunch with you yesterday and he said that you agreed to do some videos with him.
I think that would be great.
Is that a lie?
No, he said.
I think that is the best thing for you. Honestly, that would be great.
I'm already learning the dances to teach you because I'm going to
learn
the choreography and I will teach it to you and Bubba.
As soon as my leg. Yeah, he did say.
Okay.
But he said something about we're going to do aerobics or something.
Okay.
And yeah, but
he talks her into. I mean, you know,
he can talk me.
He calls you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the funniest is when he was like getting it heavy into the sex talks with.
Yeah,
and you're just watching you laugh and cry.
Oh man, I laugh cry more times in the last year and a half than ever.
No,
in my life.
No, Tyler's not listening, and you're just to watch you laugh,
right?
Because
he would like. I know he didn't forget Tyler was listening, but he would pretend like he did.
Yes.
And then every once in a while, and he's just this asking his grandmother these heinous. Salacious questions, and he's like, "Oh God, Tyler!
I know. Watching you laugh, I was dying.
Yeah, I
watched it, you know, after the fact, and I'm laughing, watching you laugh at how preposterous it is, and having her just go right down that trail.
Yeah, and you just roll with it. You tell him to go fuck off, and Tyler is like the perfect added ingredient because he's just kind of like he's the straight man.
Yep,
you know, like he's not like stop that. He's just like it's fine.
Yeah,
Dad. That's how Nana usually is.
He plays along. Tyler is doing really, really well. I know we kind of talked about that on the before we started recording, but he is doing really, really
such
well.
Such a good kid.
He lets it roll off his back. He handles his dad so well. His dad is so crazy and out there, and Tyler's just so calm, collected.
Okay, Dad. Doesn't get flapped up.
No.
Such a kind heart for a 19-year-old kid. He texts me probably every few days, just as he does my mom. And what 19-year-old boy does this? Aunt Tara, I just wanted to let you know how much I love you and how you're the best aunt ever, and I'm so grateful for you. And I'm like, oh, just out of the blue. I mean,
really?
What kid? My husband doesn't do that shit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, this kid, and he means it.
Yeah, I know he does. He's very sweet.
He does.
Such a good
and
kid.
Really, although Bubba can be a total asshole, he is very loving.
He is.
Especially
his
mama and his sister and his son.
He has a lot of respect for you both.
Oh, yeah.
And
I appreciate
you
that.
Both very much.
He always has. There were some bumps in the road.
Yeah. I've
you
heard
know,
about
when
him.
He was married and, you know, we went through a lot, but I think he has now that he's on the other side.
Yeah.
And I feel like he has an appreciation for you guys, his crew, and knowing how good the show is and how good. What good people you guys are.
Right. He's like a lot more humble. I know
he really loves you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he may not act like that, but he really does. And I think he's like, wow, these people have, you know, had my back. I've been, you know, I've had it all. I've lost it all. And, you know, now I'm on the upswing. I'm doing great. I'm healthy. He has an appreciation and gratitude that I think he never really did. He took for granted. Right. And that has been the best thing for our relationship because we've always been very, very close. I moved here because of him.
Of course.
And then we got, you know, kind of, you know, derailed with, you know, his career and the different women he was
involved with.
And then I feel like we're getting right back on track.
Good.
So that's good. And he's always been a mama's boy.
Oh, yes. He has to.
Mm-hmm.
He always has to sit by me. He always has to eat by me.
Does he like touch you? Like, yes. He does Dan? He's very touchy feely. Yes.
And so am I.
Okay.
You know, when we are with our friends or we go up to the clubhouse, I have to make sure I sit by the women because I will forget myself and touch.
That's where he gets it from.
His legs.
Okay.
And rub them and not realize what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
So I sit by the women. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's safer bet.
Yeah, safer bet.
We'll end on this, but was Bubba always kind of like a special offbeat kind of kid? Was he always kind of funny or was it something that developed a bit later in life?
No, he always was.
He was
funny.
Just trying to make people laugh.
And
always.
You know, when we are all together for holidays or whatever, it is a riot. I mean, we just all feed off
imagine.
Each other.
Yeah.
He's always been, it's been like part of his DNA. And we, you know, didn't have a big house until Mom married Jeff. But growing up, our rooms were right next to each other and paper thin walls. And I remember as a little girl, you know, he's 5 years older than me. He would be in his room having his own like commentary, like comedy show
or football game or basketball.
And it was and he always had the radio on and he'd always be listening to like Chicago Steve Dahl and all these like original shock jocks as a kid, and he would be having like his own show. And then in the neighborhood, you know, we had the neighborhood where we all like all rode bikes together and we all played outside.
Kind of
you
leave
know?
It to Beaver kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, okay. Like, you know, like the
middle America.
Yeah, like Stranger Things. You know, mm-hmm. the kids always out on
yep.
the bikes
mm-hmm.
and the. And he was always, you know, in the center of it all, always like, you know, the ringleader and making people laugh and just a natural orchestrating and a natural leader. And everyone just always wanted to hang out with him. And so our place was like the big hangout place
really?
Of the neighborhood.
Okay.
And my mom was the cool mom, always had music going.
I was the young mom.
The young mom.
Right. Because you have it. Yeah.
She had Bubba at 20.
Right.
And so, you know, it was always... since a little girl, he was always like put on this little show wherever he went.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even trying. That's just who he was.
Right.
At school. I mean, you walk down the hall and all the teachers, like he was like one of the gang. The teachers would be laughing at him mm-hmm. and he'd be like holding court. It was crazy.
But yet he got the principal's award. And
he's a pretty good student. Or
oh, yeah.
When he wanted to be, he got straight A's.
Okay. He could do whatever he wanted to do. And so, you know, one time he came home with an F in conduct or something.
No, it was algebra.
No, this was this
conduct.
I said, not conduct, but what something about talking too much in class.
So it was just like a behavior report.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
like a class.
And well, he did get an F in algebra too. And I
but
said,
but he was
know,
really well be like he was never in trouble.
Really.
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Never.
Interesting.
He
All
wasn't
right.
a trouble. Like, he was a good kid.
He was just kind of like the class clown.
Yes.
But
right.
he the teachers liked him.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, you are grounded until next report card, and you're not going anywhere. And do you know he got an A the next time? Because it was just however he wanted to apply himself.
Uh-huh.
It just, just screw around or
mm-hmm.
I'm grounded now, so I better...
Well, I definitely think he gets some of his sense of humor from you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you allowed him to be who
yes,
he wanted to be.
Yes.
And you didn't
they
try
are
to...
so much alike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I can tell.
They are so much alike.
I can tell. And, I mean, he talks so highly of you, Janie Cakes. And it's so funny because every time we get off the phone with you, it's always a riot.
It is.
Always laughing our asses off. And he's just like, I love my mom.
And they're so good together.
They really
like,
are.
They can do shtick together.
Yeah.
And she just rolls with
she
it.
She does.
And
she gives it back.
Fun. Oh, and I love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or she'll go, shut up, dick, or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, they're so good together. And I've never, and I think my mom can attest to this, like, he's had extreme success. I mean, success that we could never imagine, right? Had his own plane, had, you know, Howard Stern.
Right.
And I've never, ever been jealous, ever.
No.
ever. I've always been so proud, mm-hmm. and I've always loved how close they are.
Mm-hmm. And he's never been jealous of you.
And he's never been jealous of, we've never been jealous of each other,
when
ever.
When she was a little girl, he was very protective of her. You know, he was always good to her, took care of her. And no, they've never been jealous.
Yeah, very, very protective. But I've always,
except for the ham sandwich. But
yeah, he beat the shit out of me
for a ham
ham sandwich. Was it like the last one?
And Well, he literally scarfed his down.
Yeah.
And I took two bites, mm-hmm. and so I was torturing him. I'm like, oh look, haha, I have mine. And he's like, let me have some. I'm like, no. And I'm just nibbling on it. And he came at me, and I didn't know the guy could run until I took off his hauling ass. I was like, dude, you can sprint. And that's like the joke of the neighborhood. Like, he beat my ass over this sand. I think it was a turkey. I don't even know what it is.
Obviously, when you were kids, or you're like,
that was
last
2 weeks
year.
Ago. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
That was 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
I was like seven. Okay. And, you know, I don't know. But I've just always really appreciated how much he loves our mom and how their relationship is. And, you know, to me, I think that's
still till this day, when he was little, you know, I was so young. My mom died when I was in high school. Oh. So I had nobody. So he was my, you know, my plaything, mm-hmm. a baby. So how I ever raised him, I don't know, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Clearly. Sure. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Dropped him a few too many times.
I mean, I know the trampoline story.
I'm sure it's normal now because Bubba's been in the business so long, but it's so funny. As you can imagine, people looking in must be like, what is it like to having your son or brother talking about the things that he talks about
and the strippers, the jet skiing, he's been in radio since
I was 16. Yeah. Right. It's like all I know.
Right. Exactly. So it's just normal for you, but it must be so funny when you have to kind of readjust when someone new comes into the picture, like Tarek, for example, be like, all right, this is my brother. This is what he does. Don't be alarmed.
Your family was crazy. Does he know what he's getting into?
I tried to talk him out of it. I mean, I'm like, listen, and I can't be responsible for what my brother says, or if he runs you through, you know, gives you the third degree.
I know that he was born and I think raised in Michigan, but he's been here long enough where he was listening to the radio. Was he listening to Bubba and stuff?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Did he know that you were his sister?
I think he did, because we were introduced by a mutual friend.
Oh, okay.
Right. So he was a little intimidated, but, you know, I think after getting to know me and understanding our dynamic, like, he used to hear me on the radio. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he put two and two together afterwards. It wasn't like, hey, I knew. But yeah, he was one of the very few that could get it and roll with our family.
Uh-huh.
But I do. So this is how we'll end.
Okay.
A challenge or an invitation is whatever next. I know you're going to California for Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to see your mama. She hasn't seen her mom.
Yes, in 2 years.
She hasn't seen her mom in 2 years because of COVID.
Because, COVID, and my mom had open heart surgery, and it was just a mess.
And so she didn't want to go and risk being around her mom with COVID after the surgery.
I heard all that with the wedding.
You're going to get to go see your mom.
Yeah.
But
good.
At some point, you need to come over when we have like a family weekend, you know, a barbecue or the next holiday. It's Bubba, and just cut up and watch, you know, watch the craziness. And
absolutely. In real time with no mics.
No
footage.
No footage, no content, no nothing.
No pictures, no
just nothing. Hanging out and shooting the shit.
Well, I mean, you and Janie Cakes are going to start spending time together when you teach her the TikTok moves.
Absolutely. I'll be
she
ready with dances.
She can be my best girlfriend.
That's right. And she can come over to your house and hang out.
Yes, and she can stay upstairs.
Yes, and she will mother you and cook for you. And
you both are too good to me.
We love you.
I had such. Tara and I hung out a few months ago, and it
I
was
saw
just.
That.
We need
so
to do it again.
Fun. Yes,
mani pedi.
That
we need
10
to
hours
do it.
Of sleep. I still think about that.
Oh, I know.
I'm honestly like, that's one of my.
I love that.
I put that in the in my spank bank of just amazing times, and I'm like that 10 hours sleep and waking up and talking for 4 hours.
And she slept in the blue room.
It was
yes.
so sweet. And I love the way you've decorated it, honestly. It's like the perfect little home.
I love it.
It's not
it.
That little, but it's beautiful.
Well, it will get bigger soon, and then you can move in.
Woo!
And you slept so well there.
I did. I was egregiously tired, I remember that night. And sometimes when I'm in a new bed, it takes me a while to fall asleep.
Me too.
And my last thought was, how will I ever fall out. Yeah. And that, I slept for 10 hours.
As a host, that's the best compliment when somebody can sleep really well
at
your house.
Super comfortable.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I told Anna, like, if we all travel together, like if you and Jeff, we all go on a trip, I want her to stay at the house and take care of Biggs.
Oh, yeah.
And she can have the whole house to herself. And yeah, so we've got like a built-in, you know, house sitter.
Absolutely. Right. If I'm here, I'm more than happy to do it.
I would love it. And we're not that far from here.
No,
so
you're not. No.
I'll
not
make sure Bubba's not there that weekend.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, thank you both so much for taking time out of your day to come.
Of course. I'm looking forward to the next one when we can get some more advice from Janie Cakes on the men.
On the men.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you both. I love you both.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.